accumulation of energies, a journey towards inner harmony. Feeding the parasites, the unseen impact. Life is a vibrational dance of energy. It is a force that drives us, influencing our thoughts, emotions, actions, and experiences. Yet, the storage of this energy is a craft demanding profound comprehension, consciousness, and practice. The sustenance we intake, the stimuli we encounter, and our responses to varied situations all participate actively in this process of energy storage. Our energies are not solitary entities. They constantly engage with our thoughts and emotions, with the prior influencing the latter profoundly. Negative thoughts and emotions act as hidden conduits, as though feeding parasites. They slowly sap our vitality reservoir, often without our awareness. When we catch ourselves ruminating on negative thoughts or entangled in tumultuous emotions, we inadvertently offer nourishment to these energy parasites. Our energy starts to feed these parasites, leaving us feeling drained, stressed, and detached from our core self. Nurturing the senses, enriching the energies. Our energies are deeply interwoven with our sensory experiences. The food we consume, the sounds we hear, the visuals we observe, all these shape our energy state. They either revitalize it, fostering a sense of energy and wellness, or they feed the parasites, leading to a sense of fatigue and discomfort. Food, in particular, assumes a pivotal role in our energy state. Various foods influence our dopamine levels, the neurotransmitter controlling our mood, focus, and overall sense of pleasure. Certain foods trigger dopamine surges, offering a brief energy high and pleasure, only to descend into a deep crash later. These dopamine surges and following crashes form a relentless cycle. We are pulled towards these foods repeatedly in a bid to regain our energy. However, every cycle feeds the parasites more, leading to continuous energy drain. For example, foods with caffeine can trigger this sort of dopamine high followed by an energy downfall. While caffeine offers a temporary energy boost, it ultimately ends up feeding the energy parasites, establishing an unending cycle of energy drain and recovery. In particular spiritual practices, such as in certain schools of Buddhism, specific types of food and activities are consciously avoided for this very reason. They are understood to feed the energy parasites more than they contribute to our energy system in the long run. Positive and negative pranic foods, a Buddhist perspective. In Buddhist philosophy, the impact of food on our energy system is clearly understood. Foods are distinguished into positive and negative categories based on their influence on our energy levels and overall wellness. Positive foods are those that elevate our energy levels and contribute to a sense of vitality and wellness. These are naturally grown, devoid of artificial additives, and rich in nutritional value. They comprise whole grains, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and clean water. Consuming such foods nurtures our bodies, revitalizes our energy, and assists in maintaining equilibrium and harmony. Conversely, negative foods are those that feed the energy parasites. These include processed foods, alcohol, and foods high in sugar and artificial additives. They lead to energy highs, followed by crashes, and consequently, feeding the energy parasites. This understanding transcends food to incorporate activities as well. For instance, intense physical exercise can lead to a surge in dopamine levels, leading to an initial energy high and a feeling of wellness. However, it also leads to a subsequent crash, feeding the energy parasites more than it aids in the long run. This does not suggest that physical activity is discouraged. Instead, it proposes moderation and conscious participation in activities that maintain a balanced energy state. Practices like gentle yoga, mindful walking, and meditation are endorsed, which harmonize the body and mind, enhancing our energy without causing an extreme spike and crash. The art of energy accumulation. Accumulating energy is a voyage of conscious living. It requires awareness of our thoughts and emotions, our dietary habits, our sensory experiences, and our physical activities. It involves selecting positive foods that nourish our energy system, participating in activities that enhance our well-being without feeding the energy parasites, and fostering a positive mental and emotional state. Building our energy reserves is akin to filling a vessel drop by drop. Each positive thought, each nourishing meal, each mindful activity contributes to this accumulation. Over time, these drops add up, creating a reservoir of energy that fuels our journey towards spiritual growth and personal evolution. In conclusion, the art of accumulating energy is about comprehending the intricate connections between our thoughts, emotions, sensory experiences, and our overall energy state. It's about identifying and managing the feeding of energy parasites, choosing nourishment that enhances our energy, and cultivating a lifestyle that supports our spiritual growth. This journey is not a destination, but a continuous process of growth, learning, and evolution. With awareness and conscious choices, we can build up our energy reserves, leading a life of vitality, harmony, and spiritual fulfillment.